From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian rebels said late Wednesday that a new agreement has been reached to evacuate civilians and wounded war victims from eastern Aleppo, and that refugees are expected to begin leaving the rebel-held sector within hours. If the evacuation proceeds, the end of resistance in Aleppo would mark a major victory for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, the principal target of rebels throughout the country. In Washington, the White House spokesman says steps are being taken to help the civilians under siege by Syrian forces.
It's a deeply tragic situation, and these atrocities have to come to an end. We're working diligently through a variety of diplomatic channels to bring about that end state.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest. U.S. Central Bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. Hear now from Janet Yellen, head of the bank.
Our decision to raise rates should certainly be understood as a reflection of the confidence we have in the progress the economy has made and our judgment that that progress will continue, and the economy has proven to be remarkably resilient. So it is a vote of confidence in the economy.
The quarter of a percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It is the first rate increase in a year. During the recession, the U.S. Federal Reserve slashed the rates nearly to zero to boost economic growth. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump met Wednesday with top executives from the biggest U.S. technology companies, many of whom were among his fiercest critics during this year's election campaign. But from the accounts of the meeting open to the media, there didn't appear to be any lingering animosity. Hear now from Donald Trump.
I want to add that I'm here to help you folks do well. And you're doing well right now, and I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce, so right now everybody in Israel has to like me at least a little bit.
The president-elect's office said Trump had an open mind and willingness to listen during the talks, and that his approach was greatly received by the tech leaders. None of the CEOs spoke afterwards to reporters. Nearly 6% of pregnant American women infected with the Zika virus delivered babies with a birth defect. The results published in the U.S. Zika Pregnancy Registry also revealed the Zika rate was nearly twice as high for women infected early in pregnancy. Locations where the women in the study were infected included Barbados, Belize, Brazil, and Mexico. There is no vaccine or treatment for Zika. The panel that rules on election disputes in Somalia has thrown out the results of 11 seats in recent parliamentary elections because of numerous irregularities, including gunfire at a polling place. The decision by the body, called the Independent Electoral Disputes Resolution Mechanism, is likely to further complicate Somalia's attempt to hold a presidential election by the end of the year. Parliament elects the new president, and the vote has already been postponed three times. President Salva Kiir has asked the South Sudanese people to forgive him for past mistakes. The president made the apology Wednesday during an end-of-year speech to the National Legislative Assembly. Mr. Kiir also ordered government forces to observe a ceasefire and create a conducive environment for communities to reconcile. The president called for a national dialogue, one that he said would include people from all sectors of society, as a three-year-long conflict drags on in parts of the country. The Chinese military has apparently built an anti-aircraft and anti-missile system on artificial islands it has in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. China has said construction on the island would be limited only to defense needs, that is. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.